Okay, you said you got into Doctor Strange.
Yes, I feel like during the pandemic, I got into like I started watching every series that I could. Like I watched all the Scream movies, got really deep, like full into the MCU, watch every single Marvel movie.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of horror, lots of superheroes, because that comforted me in the down times.
I love it. I love it. Yo, Doctor Strange. I just watched Tom Holland's most recent Spider-Man. Yeah. And in that, I was like, something about Doctor Strange is doing it for me. I like Doctor Strange. That was my first intro to Doctor Strange. I was like, I like Doctor Strange. And so me and
I'm
my
trying
boyfriend
to get some
watched,
strange. That's...
you know, I'm like, So we watched the rest of them. We watched our like first Doctor Strange movie or whatever. And I was like, this is my favorite fucking superhero. Like, I love this nigga. This is my shit. And he's fine. Let's also, in addition to
now,
it.
I don't know about all that.
I
am not a Cumberbatch. You will not find
me. Oh, you're not
a
Cumberbatch. Me.
I'm not a Cumberbatch.
I'm a Cumberbatch. Absolutely a Cumberbatch. Hey, we're going up for Benedict, okay? We're going up, if nothing else. And so now, Garrick, because of his Freeform show, was invited to the Doctor Strange 2 premiere. The red carpet premiere, and I'm going on Monday, and I'm so excited. I'm like, ooh, my favorite superhero, red carpet. I'm about to see Benny.
You said, I'm trying to go in one day, leave with two. That's how it works.
You know, pull up, skirt, pull off with the two. You know, who knows? I don't know. But yes, very exciting things. Okay, let me intro this podcast. Welcome to Black People Love Paramore podcast, where we chat about the traditionally quote unquote unblack things black people go up for. Please rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only, because we are 5-star bitches. We're Dio Gotti. I am your host, Sequoia. And today, joining me to talk about Spider-Man, we have special guest, Mina Taylor. Mina,
it's me.
Tell the people who you are.
Oh
please.
My God. What about me? There's so much. I'm just a nice girl.
There's so much.
I'm just a nice girl from the Midwest. There's nothing else to me. I just love...
A nice girl from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. That's good.
That's my good. One-liner. It's the truth. Michigan at heart.
Love that. Michigan at heart. Interesting. Okay. So before we get into talking about Spider-Man, first we have In My Defense. In My Defense is our segment where we bring one controversial opinion and we defend it for you all. Mina, did you bring something to defend for In My Defense?
Okay. I feel like I have so many opinions. I don't know which ones to defend.
Okay, I can go first. If you want me to jump in first, I can go first.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll kick us off. So this week for In My Defense, since we're on the Spider-Man theme, I thought I would bring, you know, a hot Spider-Man take. I can't remember if I've done this one already for My Defense. Y'all tell me if I have. I can't remember. But in case I didn't, I really need to reiterate this fact that you all, I feel, are out of your rabbit ass minds, in that Andrew Garfield is not giving like the girls are trying to say Andrew Garfield's giving. Apparently people go up for Andrew. They think he's fine. They be getting hot behind the collar. Like,
I mean,
they be getting wet. Can't relate. He's doing nothing.
He's fine.
He's fine as in he's okay.
He's fine,
right?
But he's not Spider-Man. He's not Peter Parker. That's all.
Right. He doesn't give me Spider-Man,
no.
If we want to just stay on the Spider-Man, he doesn't give me that. But aside from Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield just, he's a very, very, very regular looking white man. And that's not bad. It's just crazy that y'all been acting like he's just delicious and delectable, because I can't find it. I can't see it.
I feel like that's how I feel about Tom Holland too, though. I'm like,
and I totally see how you get
there's
there.
A whole brigade of average looking white men who are just average looking white men. Like, I don't think it's any news here that like all you have to be super fine as a white man is to be average looking, and that's okay.
Right, because I'm
but just
like,
know
I
you
mean...
are no you're no Idris. They just got to keep that in the back of their mind. That's all.
Who is Idris?
Idris?
Idris. Oh, girl. Girl, I'm like, who the hell is Idris?
You got
What are you talking about?
You gotta throw a little.
You gotta sprinkle a little something on top. No, I get that. You gave it a little flavor. You gave Idris a little bit of flavor. I get that.
My hot take is Andrew is in the same vein because Jacob Elordi is in the same club. Men who seem American but are definitely British.
You lost.
Y'all gotta go back. Oh, I'm not saying they're the same caliber of fine. It's just like if you have a British accent and you're playing American, stop that. I don't want that anymore.
Okay.
Give me your accent. Like,
hey, that's fair. You know, we'll take Jacob Elordi as his normal accent. I would happily have Nate Jacobs be, what is he, Australian or British?
Australian? He's Australian. I think he's, I don't know.
Yeah.
One of them.
Or like from New Zealand, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. One of the foreign countries. I'll definitely take Jacob Elordi with his full accent as Nate Jacobs. Yeah. I feel like it might even do a little bit more for me. Yeah. I like it. So you want the accents to come back.
I want the accents to come back. And I also just want to swap a few players. Like, Timothy Chalamet shouldn't be American. That doesn't make sense to me.
Mm.
He needs to be French or European. The fact that he doesn't have an accent truly irks my soul. He's not allowed to be from New York.
Wow. Wait, that's a really good take. It's actually very correct.
Because it's true.
No, that's very correct. Wow. Timothy Chalamet being American. First of all, I didn't really know that he was American. So let's start there.
No one knows.
But wow, that makes sense. I definitely would have guessed that he was like French or something of the sort. Why is his last name Chalamet?
Why is it spelled like that? Why is his first name spelled like that if you're from Brooklyn?
Timotei. Why is his first name spelled? Why is it Timotei?
When you're from Brooklyn.
Hmm.
What's that?
You're from Brooklyn. You regular white. You regular. You're American.
Barely spicy. That's crazy. Italian. Like,
Not even. He don't even have no spice. He's not even giving that. I don't even. Mm. Okay, you know what? That's a really good take. Is that your In My Defense?
That is my In My Defense.
Timothy Chalamet should not. Okay.
Yes.
We got that.
He should not be American.
American.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Got you. Okay. You know, yeah. Telling white people to go back to where they came from. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I think we should do more of that.
I think that there should just be more of that that goes on. And abound in general. Yeah, I'm here for that.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I like that. That's a good one. Okay. Song of the week. Do you want me to start this one or did you bring a song that you wanted to give the girls?
What song have I been really... Is it bad to check my Spotify really quick?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. Okay.
Go for it. Check your Spotify. While you're doing that, I'll tell you about the song that I...
What are you on? What's your tip? What's your tip this week?
So I still am staying along the theme, the Spider-Man theme. That Spider-Man song, Sunflower, that was in Into the Spideyverse. It is such a good song with Post Malone and Swae Lee. It is a wonderful. That song spoke to my spirit so much. You know what was going on in life at that time? That was right when I had got laid off from BuzzFeed. That was at like beginning of 2019. I had just been laid off from BuzzFeed. I was very jobless. First of all, that was the happiest 3 weeks of my life that I was jobless. God, I have never been as free and happy as that fucking 3 weeks when I did not have a job.
They never tell you when you get fired, like, fun employment is much better than anything else, and you won't ever want to go back to working. Like, they should include that part.
They should, especially when you have a severance package. I had 3 months severance, so I was not pressed.
Yes.
Like, it was incredible. My God, not been that happy since then. But during that time... my boyfriend was also unemployed at that time. And we went to, I know, funny. We both had got laid off from different jobs. we went to go see the new Spider-Man in the middle of the day, Into the Spider-Verse, the animated one, Miles Morales, in the middle of the day. And that song was like part of the soundtrack of it. And I love the movie and I love that song. And so it just has such good, warm feelings of carefreeness, middle of the day. We had wine in the movie theater, middle of the day. Oh my God. It was an incredible time. It was like a Tuesday. It was literally like we woke up and we were like, what you want to do today? And it's like, I don't know. What do you want to do today? It's like, you want to go to the movies? Or like, yeah, it was so fucking good. Mm-hmm. So that song just holds a warm, special place in my heart. I love it.
What have I been listening to on repeat lately? Well, actually, I feel like I've been on a Doja tip because I was preparing for Coachella. So, like, obviously Doja. I've been listening to Rules a lot more on repeat lately.
Oof, yes.
The flow in that song. Just...
Yes. Yeah. Rules is the shit. Rules is the shit.
That video is one of my favorite music.
I love that video like, so much.
A strong
much
concept,
too.
Looks, the song, like everything about it. Rules always never hits wrong.
She had the cat tongue. She was killing niggas in the trunk. All types
The
of
kitty
stuff.
Mobster. Doja Cat.
Yeah, the kitty mobster. Yes, the kitty mobster. That was it. Was that is actually an incredible music video. But
Doja's
like everything
early
Doja
video
does.
Concepts, always. Yes. Her. Yes. I remember when the Juicy video first dropped. I was like,
oh yeah, looks? I love the Juicy video too. Ah, I love that. Yeah. She had on that like latex one piece in the Juicy video, right?
Yeah, latex.
She was like a watermelon that, like, color.
Yeah, so like green Adidas tracksuit. I like dream about that tracksuit. It lives in my mind at all times. The assless outfits, like just so many good looks.
Yes.
Her early
she
video
had
concept
assless.
Really did it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. And her performance value just keeps increasing. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't go to Coachella this last weekend, but if I did, I definitely would have seen Doja for sure.
I thought about being like a terrible person and still going. For those listening, I have COVID and had to miss weekend too because of it. My sister Sheesh. Was like, Nina, they're not checking anything. You should still go. I was like, absolutely.
I'm done. I'm done. First of all, let's just point out for the listeners that Mina also went weekend one. So Mina was talking about going again, okay, for weekend two.
That's not crazy. That's crazy.
That's madness.
I saw so many people do it. That's sanity. That's smart. I will say, I think hands down by seeing like the people that I know that went by like being in the crowd, blah, 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 weekend two, definitely the way to go. I probably will never go to weekend one again. Yeah.
Why? It was just like pandemonium.
It was dead. No, like one, it's a lot crazier because there's more people, like everyone who flies right. in, I feel like goes to weekend one. And then two, like the crowds are just dead. Like no one was dancing for Megan, for Doja, for even the weekend, very minimal bodies and ass shaking in my
For
vicinity.
Weekend one? Nobody yes. was dancing for Megan, Doja, and the weekend? What?
Like maybe a little bit, but in general.
Oh my God, that's very strange. Wow. So they there to get like looks off and take pictures for the gram more so than to enjoy.
When the concerts even happen, they're just there to take videos to post to YouTube or whatever, I'm assuming. I'm like, why are you even here? Because you're not here to dance and sing like I am.
Ooh, you hate, all right, because I'm here to really shake my ass, especially at a Megan set, especially when she did that new song. Oh my God, Plan B.
No response.
No response.
You, I was the only one in the crowd like,
oh my God, they just did not understand the importance.
They didn't care. They didn't care at all.
Couldn't be me. Hate
Maybe
to
that's
see
my
it.
Other hot take. Anyone who isn't dancing at a concert, your ticket should be snatched away.
You actually have to go.
Yeah, like on Friday, they should do a Coachella cam on Fridays. If I see you in the crowd not dancing at 3 out of 4 shows, at the end of the night, they take your wristband. You can't come back.
100%. You can't come back. Why would you come back Saturday and Sunday? Clearly, you're not here to do shit. So
clearly,
you ain't
with the shits, not with the vibes. Why would we invite you back?
Give it to somebody else. Give it up. It's me. I win and you lose. Okay? Right. Sad. You hate to see it.
I know.
Very sad.
Truly.
Okay. Spider-Man. I am not a Marvel girl. I don't care about superheroes at all. The only superhero that I even slightly care about is Spider-Man. And Doctor Strange. But I feel like Doctor Strange isn't like the big one. But
that's
Spider-Man.
That's
yeah.
You know what I feel like Black people love Spider-Man? I feel like he seems like he will play basketball. That's what it is.
Wow.
Any iteration of the Spider-Man character, he will play basketball. I don't know what that is.
I believe
is,
that.
You see it, right?
You know what it is? I do see it. And you know what I think it is? I think it's because Peter Parker's from Queens. And that gives niggardly. It gives niggardly to me, you know? Just like a little bit. Like, I'm like, okay. He's from Queens. I like that. And then Miles Morales is from Brooklyn. And that is, you know, Miles Morales is black anyways. Like, Afro-Latino anyways. Right. Yeah. So he definitely playing a little basketball. Peter Parker probably could get up with the boys one time on the court. I totally see that.
I feel like Andrew's version, even like Tom Holland, definitely could see him on the court. I feel like he could definitely scrap. I see him dribbling, passing. I see that.
Yep.
Andrew Garfield, I feel like he might not be like a first string, but he's definitely on the team. he hangs out, gets the guy's Gatorade, gets a lot of girls on the team, even though he don't be playing. And you're like, why do you have girls? And they're like, because he's cute. Don't worry about it. We know he doesn't play. And then Tobey Maguire, he maybe didn't make it on the team, but he's maybe like the manager. Like, he's always on the bus, keeping the team together, wrangling the boys, even if he's not playing. Because we know Tobey ain't playing. We know the truth.
Hi, I'm Kate Casey, an unscripted TV expert. Three times a week, I interview the talent, directors, producers, and hosts of television's most popular reality shows, docuseries, and documentaries. I get all the behind-the-scenes stories. I cover everything from The Bachelor, Selling Sunset, and Real Housewives to Tinder Swindler, The Last Dance, and Secrets of Playboy. Join me as I ask all the questions that you want asked. And best of all, I'm the most trusted source on what to watch every week. I will give you a guide on everything from true crime and sports to competition, calling from all streaming and cable networks. The best guests, the best shows and series, Reality Life with Kate Casey.
No, I could definitely see that. And you know what? Since we're talking about all three of the Spider-Man, it feels to me like the only requirement to be Spider-Man is to have no lips. Like the fact that Tobey Maguire has no lips, Tom Holland has no lips, Andrew Garfield has a little bit of lip, but not much.
Only on the just bottom, like, just not the top.
Right, just a little bit of bottom lip. It just seems like Spider-Man just must have no lips. Is that a requirement in order for the Venom to really take hold? Like, I don't understand.
That's part of the Marvel universe. Like, you can't really have lips unless you're Captain America. Like, that's the rule.
Liplessness is the vibe for the Marvel universe. Okay.
It's the unless prerequisite you are also, to be an Avenger. You must not have lips.
Unless you are also, Black Panther. You can have lips. Right. You can have lips and be Black Panther.
Rules don't apply
in
Wakanda.
Right. Different rules when you in Wakanda and all that. That's also another superhero that I care about. But yeah, you know, only as of late.
I'm really curious to see what they do with the second one, too.
I am very curious. What do you think? Do we have any early predictions?
Well, someone else has to be the Black Panther. That is clear to us all. I thought they weren't going to give it to Letitia Wright.
That's what I heard. I heard that Zuri was going to be. Oh, did she get kicked off?
She got kicked off
for not wanting to take the vaccine, for being anti-vax and like weird. So. Oh, I didn't know she got kicked
off.
Maybe
she didn't. Ooh. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I mean, it makes sense. I know they was halting production because she wouldn't get fucking vaccinated or whatever was going on with that. Yeah.
If it can't be her. And obviously they're not going to replace Chadwick. Give it to Lupita. She could be a great Black Panther. I'd love to see that.
Wow. Wait. Lupita would be a really nimble, like a really good sexy, Black Panther. I could totally see that.
Love.
You know that I'm thinking about it. I could also see Lupita as Catwoman. I just thought about that as a side note.
Did you see
the
Batman?
That would be really good.
I didn't see the Batman.
I didn't. I did not. Did you have thoughts?
I haven't seen it, so no. I don't have any thoughts or any opinions. Just that meme I was telling you about earlier that had Zoe in it. So just we're thinking, we're assessing.
All right. No, that's fair. Okay. So I had a theory as to why I feel like Black people love Spider-Man.
Okay.
From what I can see as an outsider, someone who is not in the superhero realm like that, and by that, I mean watching my boyfriend who is into the superhero realm like that. The only superhero who has a real struggle with having a secret identity seems to be Spider-Man. And that, to me, gives code switching. It's giving double consciousness. It's giving W.E.B. Du Bois, okay? Yes. That's what it's giving to me, you know? He's concerned about what his identity is, about how he's coming off and, like, what his identity is and all that. And niggas can relate.
I never even thought about that. Because he's really the only one that has to fully, like, be a kid and be a hero.
Yep.
Are you okay?
Ain't he a kid at that? Like, damn. Talk about not having a childhood.
He probably still getting
high
bullied.
School. Oh, he definitely still getting bullied. He can't even do nothing about it. He can't even show these niggas. Like, you know, I'll really fuck you up in real life. Right? He can't even do that. He gotta keep it under wraps. You hate to see it. You have to cut the noise. You hate to see it. But yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, wow.
I see that.
Peter Parker is Black. A Black man's tale. That's what it is. In addition to Spider-Man clearly being...
Hi. This is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the science of perfect pitch, the history of pride flags, and speedrunning video games. Any questions? Ah, yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
Being black. Peter Parker.
Obviously.
Being the black man's story. Obviously. In Tom Holland, Spider-Man, he also has a black girlfriend, which is further proof that, you know, well, you know what? I'm not even going to say that's further proof that it's black men, because black men don't be even fucking with black girls. So. not like that.
He was always broke. Always the underdog.
I'm done. He was always broke. I'm done.
But he definitely had to live in an underprivileged community. He definitely was going to a public school with no notebooks.
Mina said, you niggas is broke. Okay? Mina said, you niggas is broke. Period. Okay? Wow. He was going to public school.
Yeah.
He had a black girlfriend.
Also, where were his parents?
Wait, did they die?
I don't know. They never, I don't know the backstory on his parents, but why do you?
I don't know the backstory like that either.
Hold on, that's another.
I think they died. If I'm not mistaken, I think that his parents died. And then he had to go live with his aunt and uncle, which is, you know, going to live with extended relatives is also something that black people do often. That's very often. Mm-hmm. Like, you go live with your grandma, you go live with your aunt. Like, that is a common thing.
It's part of the experience.
It is. It's part of the black experience. If you ain't spent a summer at your grandma's house, I don't know what to tell you. You didn't spend no summers at your grandma's house?
Where'd you spend?
Like, I don't know.
Where were you?
Where'd you go? Like, you was at your mama's house? That's crazy.
She just left you alone in the woods this summer?
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. Okay. Well, I kind of want to talk more about Zendaya, but what is there to say other than she's fantastic, illustrious, wonderful, Michelle Jones.
I need her to model.
No MJ, Michelle Jones. I would love for her
That's
to model.
That's all. Like, and she already models so much. I'm not saying you're not doing enough, girl, because you are, but I just want more. Just more, please. More runway.
I saw a tweet that said runway, but she has it. She definitely has the look, everything for it. I saw a tweet that said something like, the girls should be real happy that Zendaya decided to be an actor instead of a model. And I said, yeah, Miss Kendall Jenner, you should be very fucking grateful. Because what do you do? Exactly. That's what she does.
She does.
Very much
she
that.
Does Kendall.
Lots of that.
She does the Kardashians.
She does Kendall. Yeah. She does live, laugh, love type modeling, you know, very easy, breezy, beautiful white girl type modeling.
All of them are just Kylie's face as of late.
You hate to see it.
I feel bad. I truly feel bad because I'm like, why the fuck did they pump that little girl's face with all them fillers when she was under 18 and her face wasn't done yet? And now it's fully baked and she got too much.
She got too much, right? It's too much. You know that you can't even, like, dissolve filler without also dissolving a little bit of the facial fat? Like, dissolving filler is not an exact science. So if you go in and try to dissolve the filler that you put in, it could also dissolve some of your natural facial fat, which you just can't do anything about. And then you're stuck back and forth, dissolve, get filler. It's a hard thing. I do feel bad, kind of. I mean, you know.
Grain of salt, but meh.
You know,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Lightly
feel
bad,
but give me the money that you used to do it.
Right. But you cashed out. So I would love that. I mean, if I could have $1 billion and they told me I just had to fill my face with filler. Yeah, I would do that. Damn, Mina says she might not. She don't know about that
I'm
one.
So cute.
She said, I don't know.
I'm so cute.
Not,
like
damn,
this.
Not worth a bill. She said, no, but I like my face,
I
though.
Do.
She is cute, but a bill? You gonna pass out on the billion to be cute?
I mean, I could look however for a billion. Like, I mean, no.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, that's crazy. That's just crazy.
But yeah, girls be happy that Zendaya let y'all have modeling and she went for acting because she has the range and she could do whatever she'd like to do.
Oh my God. I'm also realizing it's going to be such a great week for Zendaya in about a week and a half. The Met Gala.
Oh, okay.
The Met Gala is in next week. And then
is it only next week?
It's the second Monday in May or Tuesday in May.
I swear one just happened. Was it late? That
it
last
was late.
One that
it
just
was
happened?
Late. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're okay. No one understood the assignment, so we're doing this shit again.
And no one understood the assignment. So yeah, is it the same theme?
Yeah, it's the same theme.
What was the theme, Kim?
No, American, like America.
Oh, Americana. Americana. It was like Americana.
Which,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
it's kind
yeah.
of a weak theme in the first place, but...
It is a weak theme.
I was hoping
like,
for some Pilgrim
there's just a
camp.
Lot of...
There were no Dapper Dan looks last year, which was a crime. An absolute crime. So I don't know.
Where the fuck was the Logomania? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I'm
no
sick.
Logomania. No all denim looks. Like, just so many harkings on, like, McBling era.
Right.
Early
2000s
that, like, we totally just missed. Over the head.
No underwear on the outside of the pants. Like, it's just disrespectful.
No oversized
actually.
Jeans. Like,
wow.
Did
nobody
anyone know?
With it, rocking
like,
with
no
it or nothing? Nobody knew
no
nothing.
No Rockaway, no Sean John, no like Baby Fat. Like,
hate.
Where are the American designers
hate.
Aside from Tom Ford? He's boring.
Hate, bored. Nope.
But
not into it. Okay, I'm excited. I didn't realize that it was
and
coming.
And then right at the end of the week, new Doctor Strange drops. You know she's in that. You know she's in that.
We love Doctor Strange. We love you, Benedict. We love you, Benedict. Or I will. I love you. Oh,
you pretty great.
I love you, Benedict.
You're
pretty great. You're right. You're not that cute, but you're pretty great. All right. Meanwhile, to me, fine. Okay. What's your fave Spider-Man movie? Do you have a favorite Spider-Man
Ooh,
movie?
Ooh, favorite. I think I am pretty impartial to Spider-Man 2. Like the Toby. I'm very loyal to the Toby versions as millennial, obviously. Yeah, I think the second one's my favorite when he gets like weird and emo and is like kind of acting like a sociopath, but like also gets a little bit hotter, like marginally.
My name is Tom Buck, and this is The Enthusiasm Project. Join me each week for deep dives exploring the world of what it means to be an independent creator on YouTube, starting your own creative business, and keeping a positive, enthusiastic mindset along the way. New episodes of The Enthusiasm Project are available every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like a little, just like lightly hotter. Okay. I think I've only seen the third one from the Toby trilogy.
I haven't seen Venom, the new one that came out. I'm like, does that connect? Do I need to watch that?
I could not tell you. I don't know.
That looked kind of good.
Who is your favorite Spider-Man? So Tobey Maguire is your favorite Spider-Man?
Miles Morales is my favorite Spider-Man.
Period. There's the correct answer. It's absolutely Miles Morales. Who plays him? Was it Shameik Moore?
I think so. That sounds right.
Yes. Right. Hold on. Let me make sure that's that boy's name before I'm out here saying it. Shameik.
He's like, my name is Sean.
Shameik Moore, right. No. Yeah, Shameik Moore. Because, you know, Shamar Moore, like, there's too many shahooms. Right. There's too many shishes. Yeah, Shameik Moore is my favorite rendition of Spider-Man, unfortunately, because I remember he was on Twitter saying dumb shit about black women. Don't think we forgot, Shameik. We fucking didn't. I don't remember what he was saying, but he was really on Twitter recently, probably within the last year or two.
Say what?
Saying dumb shit about black women. I don't even remember exactly, but it was dumb.
Mr. Moore, yeah. We haven't forgotten.
We haven't. Hey.
Don't make us bring it up.
Yeah.
You know what happened to Daniel
Caesar. Period. I'll bring it up. Hey, do you want to end up like that nigga? You don't. Because I watched his little Coachella set and niggas was not going up. Nobody
was
going up.
I didn't go.
Nobody gave a fuck. Okay, killed your career, Daniel.
They said canceled me.
And I fuck with Freudians. Yeah, no problem. Okay. Oh, we didn't know that that's what you wanted. Oh, sorry. You must have misunderstood. We were not aware that that's what you wanted. And therefore, please, you can have that. Absolutely. So, Shamik, just know, not too much. Not too much on Black women now. Hold off. Anyways, that's it. Right. Yeah. We threatening. But yeah, no, that's my favorite Spider-Man. Aside from the fuckery. And then in a game of you taking Miles Morales or Peter Parker.
Definitely Peter. We just discussed this. None of the Peters can play. What? they half of them weren't even on the team, girl.
Right. Okay. So Miles Morales definitely.
Yeah.
Getting Peter for sure. I think that that's correct. Ooh, Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire, or Andrew Garfield playing basketball. Something about Tobey Maguire to me. He reminds me of what's that? Tony Hawk.
What?
I don't know why he reminds me of Tony. I think it's the liplessness of them. Ooh, they both really don't have no lips. Like it looks like they're like pulling their lips in. And so I think because of that, he reminds me of Tony Hawk. And because Tony Hawk is a professional athlete, I feel like he probably could dribble a ball a little bit, the coordination. And so because of that connection, I think Tobey Maguire might be the best basketball player amongst the three Spider-Men.
I think he would have the best strategy. He would have the game plan. He knows how to get us to win. He knows how to beat the other team, especially on a home game. But can he actually play? Absolutely not.
Can he shoot? I don't know. I don't know.
Better game. Fuck, marry, kill. Andrew, Toby.
Ooh. This is great. Andrew, Toby, Tom. Okay. I'm fucking. Okay. I'll fuck Tom. Marry Toby and kill Andrew.
Damn. You gotta kill
That's
Andrew.
It for me. Yeah. Toby is like you said, as a millennial, Toby, you know, I have an undying devotion to Toby Maguire as Spider-Man. So of course I want to marry that one. Wait, you know, but then again, Tom got a Black girlfriend in real life and in the movies. So that might be the one to marry.
He might not.
I don't know. It might be fuck Toby, marry Tom, kill Andrew.
But Andrew
dies. I'm gonna go with that. No, Andrew's out. Just because y'all didn't overhype this man too much. And I hate overhype mediocrity. And I feel like he's mediocre looking and y'all have given him too much and now I'm mad. So now, even though he's normal looking, he's discarded.
I feel like
Mina.
I would actually probably be the same. Because I would definitely, I'd probably marry Tom. He seems sweet. I feel like we'd have a nice time. If Zendaya's entertained, I'm entertained. Like, that seems easy.
Exactly.
Yes, definitely.
If it's good enough for Zendaya, it's good enough for me.
And I definitely would fuck Toby just because of, again, the childhood connection, unrequited love like that. I want the upside down Spider-Man kiss from Tobey Maguire. I don't want that from anyone else.
100%.
I want it from Toby.
Nope.
Andrew has to die. Damn. Sorry, Bo.
Yeah. Hate that for you, Andrew. I literally never even laid eyes on an Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movie. I did watch some movies from the other two. I saw Tobey Maguire be Spider-Man. I saw Tom Holland be Spider-Man. I didn't even know Andrew was Spider-Man until mad recently, probably last
I feel like I only watched his Spider-Man because of Emma Stone. And I feel like she wasn't the right...
Oh, Emma Stone was his MJ?
She was Gwen?
She's not.
Gwen, I believe. She's like not an MJ.
Oh, Spider-Girl. Why would she not be an MJ? Wasn't MJ redheaded in Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man? And they put another redhead and didn't make
her
MJ?
She was blonde in the Andrew version.
Boo! I don't want a blonde Emma Stone under any circumstances. Anyways, tomato, we could definitely keep that. Absolutely not. Okay, but she was Gwen. Was she a good Gwen?
Her character, I just like didn't like. To me, Gwen is a character like I haven't read the comic books either, so like I don't know how their story played out. But she seemed too smart for him. She seemed too good for him.
I could say that in every single Spider-Man movie I've seen. Yeah,
Gwen seems so I'm too like, smart. Why?
Yep.
You ain't dating him. You're
right.
Not dating
this don't
him.
Make no
Tell
sense.
Me the truth. Yeah.
This don't make no sense. Right.
I'm like, at least
Andrew
was a little
for
cute,
what?
So it made a little bit more sense. He wasn't like getting bullied as much and he was kind of fine. I'm not sure. But yeah, either way, I was like, she's like in a science program and your dumbass got bit by a spider. Like, she ain't dating you.
Right. Here you are, dumb as hell.
Getting bit.
Hmm.
Exploring.
Hmm.
For what?
That tracks. No, I could definitely understand that. So either way, Andrew Garfield is dying in our renditions of Fuck, Marry, Kill, the three of them. Andrew Garfield can get the fuck on. Okay. And that's fair. Yeah. I think that's how I like it. I don't really have any other thoughts about Spider-Man. I think black people like Spider-Man because, again, like I said, that's a man from Queens. At a baseline,
that's a black king right there.
He is familiar. You know what I mean? That's a black king right there, period. At a baseline, he's familiar with black culture, even a little bit, in a way that the rest of the Marvel men, aside from Black Panther, probably aren't. And so he's just relatable. He'd be swinging through New York City. It is what it is. He's familiar, familiar to us.
He's our dude. He could come to the cookout.
That's our guy.
And I feel like he's one of the only heroes I feel like you see saving everybody. Like Batman is selective sometimes. And even Superman sometimes.
Oh my God.
Why are you saving like
don't even get me started with this. People?
Like what? Can you go save the hood or something? Spider-Man every time he's saving a bus over Brooklyn. He's saving some suspended over New York or something. I'm like, thank you for saving all of the people and not just four of them.
This is my least favorite thing about Spider-Man. He's fucking stupid. Okay. Spider-Man. Spider-Man is a fucking idiot in that he always trying to save every goddamn body. Turbo. Even the bad guys. Oh my God, he is quite Captain Save-A-Ho. I'm like, are you dumb? And this is why I liked Doctor Strange so much, because Doctor Strange was like, are you stupid? If they don't want to be saved, I don't give a fuck. Like, they can go. They're them the bad guys. I don't give a fuck if you trying to save them, make them better. I don't care. Them niggas can go. He said, I have things to do. I'm a grown man. Dr. Strange said, I'm an adult. I'm a doctor. I have real niggas to save, okay? I don't know what the fuck you're doing. But I don't have time for your childish, foolish, naive antics. And that's how I felt about Spider-Man. I'm like, you fucking big, dumb idiot. It's you're annoying. You're one of them damn
superheroes. His frontal lobe ain't done. He's still cooking.
His frontal lobe. Fix it, Andrew. Andrew, Tom, and Toby. Get it under control. When Toby and Andrew came back and was still trying to save everybody and do all the shit, I'm like, first of all, you niggas is old at this point. Y'all haven't learned that you can't save everybody and that you can still be a superhero without trying to save all your enemies left and right. Stop.
Save the hoe.
For what? Save the hoe. Captain Save a hoe. Keep it. I don't want it. Yeah, so Spider-Man actually do be on my nerves. He be on my nerves with that shit. I'm like, you're pathetic. Stop. You're getting on my nerves. It's not logical. It's the rationalization is not there. Now you didn't put other people in danger trying to save this hoe, and now you didn't create more work for yourself. It don't make no damn sense.
And I will say, for a superhero, pretty limited capabilities. I'm like, you are the last one need to be trying to save everybody. You only got so much of that little spider jizz. Then
you only got so much of your spider jizz that you can give. It's only so much jizzing that you can do. Like,
you're gonna run out.
It's not an unlimited well. It's not an unlimited well, Pete. And you know what? You know what, at least in this most recent Spider-Man, the one with Zendaya, at least I liked that Zendaya was not playing like a stupid, annoying damsel role. That's my favorite
part about her in the series.
Don't be that one. Because black women aren't damsels, because we're smarter than that. Like, no, we never gonna be the damsel. It's never gonna be that. So I appreciate that, at least, that we had Zendaya not being a damsel. But yeah, essentially, Spider-Man is a story about double consciousness, a la W.E.B. Du Bois. And this is why black people love so much in Sequoia's theory. Thank you. Mina, do you have any additional thoughts, closing words, feelings about Spider-Man that you would like to get off?
That's a black king right there. That's all. That's a black king. that's a real one.
And I love that. Mm-hmm. And I love closing exactly on that. I very much appreciate. All right, y'all. That's the end of this episode. This has been Black People Love Paramore. You can find us on all social media platforms at BPLPpod. You can email me at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com. If you want to suggest topics or send questions, I'll read them out loud. I'll answer them. All that type of stuff. Mina, let them know where they can find you.
I'm on Instagram at Mina J Tay, MinaJayTay. Same for Twitter. don't find me on Twitter, you'll be disappointed.
I mean, don't even tweet.
I'm there
like
to creep. I'm there to be in people's business. Ha ha. Follow me, I'll follow you back, be in your business.
Right.
I'll do that.
Right. Yeah. Because we like business.
I love to
be
nosy.
We do like business. Me too. That is my favorite thing to be. Being nosy is like actually a skill. It takes a lot of effort and skills, and I've cultivated good ones. But yeah, that's it for this episode, y'all. Please don't forget to rate us on Spotify and podcasts. Spotify and Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only. Okay. And actually write out a review on Apple Podcasts. Like if you, you know, have thoughts, write out a good little,
give
a couple
some,
of words.
Some qualitative feedback. Give us some notes.
Give us some qualitative feedback, you know, but only the good kind, and then the bad kind you can just email
or
it to me.
Keep it to yourself.
Or keep it to yourself, or you could just don't have to say nothing about it to me because it's none of my business how you feel. But okay, y'all, thank you for listening. Talk soon. Bye.